And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Unafeared. Here on Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, A. From the beautiful studios of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com. Dr. Judy Mikovits, going to hip us on, I don't know, what are you helping us with, Dr. Judy? What are we going to learn today? What do we got to be afeared of?
Well, you don't have to be afraid of a coronavirus, that's for sure. We know how to treat it. We have immune systems, and we have to stop the inflammation, and likely most of the population or pockets of the population have a immunity already. Antibody testing would show that. Very much fewer people are dying or getting severely ill or going into respiratory failure or anything like that.
I got an article here a couple days ago. Stanford professor, data indicates we're severely overreacting to coronavirus. Are they
absolutely?
Well, I mean, are they starting? Is everybody starting? I mean, how do they How are they pumping this up in the media? How they keep pumping it? They keep pumping. And I saw that, you know, your nemesis, you don't have any love for Tony Fauci, which is National Institute of Health on Infectious, whatever the heck, is standing up there with Trump and then making fun of Trump. And Trump blaming, he don't get it. We got to be all locked down, shut down. We don't get, got, you know, new world order of something. And all of a sudden, he's not up there anymore. You know, Trump is like, yeah, that guy, you know, we don't need him anymore. You know, so I'm wondering, tell me about Tony Fauci. This is a guy that, you know, the left and the media has really pushed up there because he's doing this fear porn, and that's what they wanted. Why? Who is he? What's his connections? Why is he a bad guy?
Well, I mean, since 1984, the HIV/AIDS epidemic or pandemic, Tony Fauci's been in charge of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. So what he has done, bird flu, swine flu, Ebola in 14, what he has done has been to literally propagate these pandemics on deplorable populations, or those that he deems deplorable populations, and literally lie to the public. Between the CDC and the FDA, he's in charge of everything, even though Francis Collins is supposed to head the National Institutes of Health. He's giving false information. He told people in the beginning of this pandemic to go get a flu vaccine, and for the last few years we've known that the flu vaccine has been horrible in those years. 1 year, 19% effective. We talked here on this show when Dr. Timothy Cunningham of the CDC said the flu shot a few years ago, probably 16 or 17, was killing people, and then all of a sudden Timothy Cunningham turns up missing and dead. I mean, this is just a bad man. He's been, I think the way to restore the health of this country, and I think what should happen right now, is Tony Fauci should be fired, because this epidemic or pandemic is not even close to influenza cases and deaths worldwide, and certainly not in the United States. They were slow to take any kind of measures. You know, the CDC put out a contaminated test contaminated the reagents. Still, the CDC test is 50 to 80% false positive, and they sit around and call it false negative. You don't do a nasal swab for sequences of the virus in your nose. That says nothing about whether you've been infected or not. And the antibody testing called serology testing that is out there and has been out there and has been validated, in which you can buy and do yourself a little like a dipstick pregnancy test, you know, get a spot of blood and you can tell if you have antibodies to the coronavirus, which would mean you're immune, which would mean that you would not be spreading infection and we don't have to be afraid of each other. You'd actually be spreading immunity, and we could have in many pockets of the United States actually natural herd immunity. So you're showing this picture of Ebola in the air and what science says about how the virus spreads. This was an NPR post from December 1st, 2014. And so when the Ebola pandemic in Liberia, they said, oh, it's not airborne. It's not airborne. You can't catch it. You can't catch it through the air. And then Dr. Kent Brantley and his nurse, Nancy, who were the ones that were the decontamination team, spraying people down with Clorox and doing everything. And then mysteriously, they both got infected. And what the doctor, which said it spreads through the air. So what that article just said is, oh, the CDC just redefined contagious. So if you cough with Ebola, it only goes 3 feet. And if you cough or sneeze with measles, it goes 6 feet. I mean, and America's stupid enough to believe that.
What are they saying? If it goes over 3 feet or 6 feet, then it's airborne?
Yeah, then it's contagious. They just keep redefining the definition of contagious.
Okay, this is one thing. I mean, before we get to the break, I want to ask you this question. My observation has been that Trump always brings, you know, the big, bad, deep state, high end in on the podium. Yeah, you know, gives them a stage, puts them up, and everybody scrutinize and look and who their connections and everything, and get them all kind of, oh, all good, everybody see? Boom, and then they get nailed. And when he brought Tony Fauci up there, I think that Tony was like, you know, hey, man, you know, I'm in the crap now. I was put here for this very reason. Woohoo, my decades of whip ass and bring down, and I'm going to be the one. And he was a big Hillary supporter, and he's part of the deep state and all that kind of crap. So I'm going, you know, do you think he's going to come up against the scrutiny and be found out? Is this like, you're glad he got up there?
Oh, I mean, he's already up against the scrutiny. He said, get a flu shot when there's a publication that if you get a flu shot, you have a 36% increased risk of getting infected with the coronavirus. So why would you infect somebody, inject infectious virus in an old person who's at risk of the another kind of RNA virus? He also said, oh, don't use the hydroxychloroquine, the anti-malarial drugs that are on the WHO list of essential medicine. He said, oh, no, don't use those. That evidence is anecdotal. You know, that means, oh, it's just storytelling. No, it's not storytelling. It's 70 years of data in every kind of animal model. And it's what he's wrong, wrong, wrong. The test doesn't work, and he knew it.
I am, a lot of people, I got criticism for putting a lot of this stuff up, and I go, I'm putting up everything where they say it. I just want them to say it. Well, they're not saying the right thing. Even better. I want it up there so that people know that it's there. They can't strike it from the record, which is what they've been doing. H1N1 stuff, you go back, it's not there anymore. but it's on Freedom's Phoenix and IPFS. Ha! From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. Okay, when we come back, I got this revelation. I want to do Mark of the Beast thing, you know. Check this out. One, we just went to negative interest rates. No, that'll never happen, Ernie, you conspiracy crazy man. Negative interest rates. They eliminated the reserve requirements for banks now, so there's none of this. You got to have reserve, and they just, we'll buy all your crap stuff, toxic waste of like the TARP, and give you money. They want to print $1 trillion coins, you know, so that they can just give them to the Fed, and they got this, IOU and a coin, platinum, whatever the hell. Ooh, as long as it's platinum, I mean, shit. Then they'll give them $1 trillion. Then they have universal basic income, and all America get, $1,000, $2,000 a monthly, of thousands of whatever. But it's going to be the digital dollar. They're going to be GoldmanSucks.gov coin, and they're going to have some cryptocurrency or whatever. But this whole thing, they are blah, 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 blah. It's all, smoke and mirrors. The whole thing comes down to this. They're going to have you totally agree on your digital wallet of your new smartphone to demand that you get tracked for every purchase, everything, Mark of the Beast, and thank you. And we're done. That's what's coming. Neon flash, and I told you so.
Right. No, I mean, just this morning I was reading Sherry Tenpenny posted an article from L.A., and the mayor's going to shut off the power and the electricity to businesses that don't comply with shutting down. So, I mean,
we rule you. And I'm going, yeah, I got solar. Yeah, I got satellite internet. Yeah, I got my own well. Yeah. You know, and they go, no, you're not allowed. Oh, okay. All right. We'll talk about it. I'm going to come in with that. And then you just take it and tell that story and stuff. Here we go.
What's up next? Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800, 602-264-2800, and now, Ernest Hamilton.
You grew up tall and proud, in the shadow of the mushroom cloud, which now voices can't be heard, just want to speak louder and louder.
What the hell we fighting for?
Yep, go, Okay, let me tell you. Okay, on Telegram, one of the groups and so on, they're sending all this stuff. And one of the listeners, guy Sean, he goes, let me tell you about this. Here it goes. I'm gonna show you. All right. They're talking about and stuff, and for they're just talking about Revelation. You know, I just want to get this in. Now, note in the scripture it says, you know, on your hand or your forehead. Well, your hand represented like your works and your deeds, and your forehead represented your thoughts and your will. Okay, they're gonna rule you. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man may buy or sell save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So that's a 666 thing. So the part in here that got, and that no man might buy or sell save he have that mark. And you think, oh, that never happened. What the hell you think a social security number is? You know, they're going to get it. It's going to be the mark of the, it's going to be a chip of kind of man, my crypto, and I'm allowed in my money. Oh, and they're going to buy, you know, all your surveillance and location and expenditures and everything with a digital crypto account of phone of the bank of something. Here it comes. Now, Dr. Judy, you were saying in the break that there was, you know, they're getting authoritarian. They're going to make you. Now, we had a party Saturday, and this is good. I was telling the guests this. You like this. We had a party Saturday, and they go, are you going to still have your party, man? It's like over 10 people. I'm like, bring it on, you know. I'm just not going to give up my humanity. I'm not that scared, you know. But Donna had hand sanitizer and toilet paper for everybody, and, you know, everybody's bumping elbows and all that kind, and some people hugged and get over it and whatever. But we had exchange students that were here for a Project Arizona thing from around the world. You know, they're in Georgia and Bolivia and this and that and everything. Well, the girl, she's staying with us now for a few days. She may be able to get out tonight, but she made it to Seattle and couldn't get to China. She's from Wuhan, China. Been here since January, can't get back home, and nobody would house her. Nobody would. She was like radioactive. I go, bring her on. Biggest concern I had is she was at Seattle Airport. But I mean, you know, I go, I'm not worried. I got, you know, a cloth of silver. So she's staying. Donna was a little bit concerned, but, you know, that whatever. So she's staying here. So I got a Chinese Wuhan, young girl from Wuhan, China. You got your Chinese? Do you have one? You know, no. She's a great kid, and she's been helping us do some moving and everything, and she's just fascinated because she got in this project because of her study in economics and Austrian economics and the truth and all this other stuff. So it's just fascinating. We way benefit, you know, from having her around and, you know, with the risk. All right, with that kind of risk and freedom that I'm just like, they can bite me. Some places and mayors and so on, they'd have me shot or something. Give some of your stories.
Yeah, well, I just turned on the newspaper this morning, and it says here that the mayor, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, is threatening to shut down non-essential business activity by pulling the plug on their water and power. Some businesses realize that shutting down is a death sentence, so they're trying to remain in operation. But Garcetti, you know, said, focused on young people who he claims can suffer from COVID-19. Your behavior can save a life and take a life, and that life could be yours. Garcetti said the city won't follow Trump Easter order to reopen. He says Los Angeles won't be ready for business by then. The peak is not here yet, he said. It will be bad. They have no idea what they're talking about, and this is what I kept saying. So Tony Fauci and the CDC and the FDA, they won't let you run the antibody test because they're going to find out that we all have IgG. That means a past infection, and we're all immune. So we could actually be out there protecting people and spreading a natural herd immunity rather than try. So who's this guy, this mayor? He can veto Trump. Trump said, yeah, we'll all be good by Easter. You know, and that's what we were talking about with Fauci. No, you can't have the alpha interferon, which which costs pennies and 40 years of research. It's a little spray in your mouth and you're fine. You won't transmit anything, even if you're infected or even if you're exposed, you won't get infected. Oh, you can't. The test is 80% false positive. And you can't have the WHO essential medicine hydroxychloroquine. And then somebody gets cured near on his deathbed in Florida with the coronavirus, one of the susceptible. Oh, you can't have. Here, a paper article the other day, Novartis, the drug company, is actually giving the drug away now. So we're making big dents by pointing them out. And we've got to take down these legislators and get them out of office who have no business, who have no public health and no knowledge whatsoever, and are just drinking the Kool-Aid to destroy our lives and get us under the thumb, as you said.
Okay, now this is where I want to go with this. I mean, I don't know how much Austrian economics you pay attention to or what the future of, and kind of, and this was, they needed in the coronavirus to be able to do all this crap they're doing. What role is Anthony Fauci have in this? It seems like he's carrying, man, he's been in place to do the, oh, woohoo, man, I rose to the top. I get special virgins at the sacrificial, you know, He-Man, woman-hater club of the secret handshake, build a something, you know? I mean, is he in with the in crowd in Washington and these guys and globalists and all that crap?
Yeah, he's in control of the entire thing, as I said, since 1984. So he stood there next to Ronald Reagan when they did the vaccine compensation program, when they said took away all liability on all vaccines by Big Pharma. That was 1986. You know, H1N1. He himself made the XMRVs, you know, the patients, you know, for 30, 40 years. The true zoonosis was the XMRVs, the cancer-causing virus in vaccines, in those very Vero monkey kidney cells that carry coronaviruses. So, you know, the flu vaccine, you know, causes 36% increase in your, whether or not you get coronavirus or COVID disease. So there you are, and Tony Fauci said, get that vaccine. So yeah, he's trying to kill us, and about my economics, that's been gone for a decade. So we live just fine.
Here it is. Well, Trump, put him up on the podium. You know, maybe we can get rid of him.
Yeah, I think he should be fired. I mean,
you can't fire him until you out him.
He's outed. People are getting well. This thing should be over in a couple of weeks, and it probably was over before it started.
They don't want to know. They don't want to know, and I want to know. You know, so there. This is what's going to happen. Kind of what James Lyons Weiler has been going on about is there needs to be, private labs that can, you know, quickly and effectively be able to get to the truth. And it's kind of like consumer reports or something like that. You know, and it could be easily crowdfunded. You know, people that you trust to do, set up a lab. I'll pimp it. You know, I'll go, look, man, this is what we need. You know, this is so I think that's what's going to happen. It's going to be a kickstarting kind of thing. Well, that's what happens with the Indiegogo and kickstarting. You know, they can they're penetrating the bureaucracy. They're working around. They're doing it. The people are doing it themselves. And when they do, they're freaking out. They're going, oh, hell no. We don't want people doing this themselves. So what happens? You know, they cut it down. You're not allowed to do that. You're not, it's not with the program. It's, you know, whatever. But these things get bypassed. And with the technology and stuff that we're doing on this bus tour, I'm telling you, we're going to be out in all of this tech that we already know that we can do, and they can suck it and they can't take it down. And now Sherry Tenpenny is already, she's confirmed to be a speaker at the Vaccine Education Summit on June 7th. Also, Red Pill, that Dale Bigtree was going to be at on the same time. He was going to do a video thing like he did for Red Pill in Mesquite, Nevada. That was really nice. And I go, well, that's good. You know, we can just do that and we'll use that. But Red Pill has postponed theirs till October. Because they're freaked out. It's going, I'm still going. You know, until somebody puts a gun in my face and they won't let me. But So we'll have Dell there, you, and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny have already confirmed. Once we get a couple of more confirmations, that'll be a good headline that we'll put out, and we'll start doing by this weekend. I think we're going to have early bird special, you know, get your discount, whatever tickets, and then we'll start filling it out, and then boom, here we go.
Great. We're not stopping either. And like you, you're going to have to, they closed the beaches here in Carlsbad, and it's like, yeah, you're going to have to throw me off that beach. And Frank's like, now, Judy, you don't want to get arrested again. But
yes, I do. Sometimes you just do, you know. Yeah. It'll be like all these deniers going, you guys are so full. I get more health from getting sun at the beach. I'm going to the beach to be healthy. Kiss my butt.
Yeah, exactly. You can't get sick at the beach. You're not, you know, the wind's blowing these, you know, the CDC lied that the virus lives in the air for 3 hours. No, it doesn't. That's not how viruses work. And it doesn't live on a surface dry for 3 weeks or stay in your clothes.
And sure, it's crap not in Arizona sun, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I guarantee it's not. It wasn't in the beach here. So all these people, they stopped from going to work, showed up on the beaches of Carlsbad in the last few days, and they closed the beaches because there were crowds on the beaches.
Well, are people like screwing them going to the beach anyway?
Yeah, a lot of us did last night. I ran down and took a nice walk yesterday. But when we got here, I was in Ventura. You see, they can't confine me to my home because I have two homes. So we had both home addresses in our glove box, depending on which one, where we wanted to be. You know, and my husband, David, is in the highest risk group, and he's perfectly healthy and fine, you know, and we're having a good time.
They're coming up with these numbers from somewhere in Italy of whatever, but when you scratch the surface, you find you're being BS'd. All right, here we come back.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, give me all that dirty laundry. Yeah, I tell you, all the dirt comes out on this one. There are going to be people staying after school and get detention. Yeah, or maybe not. They get a medal and something. All right.
Right.
Now, we have L.A. County Sheriff orders gun stores to close, adds 1,300 deputies to patrol. Nope. Anything that they do, they just arm more people. It's amazing. No matter how much they do, it's just everybody getting. We're all armed now. You guys happy? You want to bring it on? You want to do this? Let's play. Well, they go, yeah, we got a space-based super-duper microwave weapon of whatever the hell, you know? All right, bring it on. But sooner or later, you're going to have soldiers that aren't going, oh, we don't got them either. We got robots. Oh, okay. So this is, I mean, we're going to have to fight Skynet. I mean, this is getting amazing, and I want you guys, I've been hearing about Tony Fauci forever from, you know, the past few years from Dr. Judy, what a bad guy this guy is. Well, he's front and center now, and I like bad guys being front and center, so he's going to get, you know, he's going to get scrutinization as this goes on, and all these people that Trump keep putting up, he'll get them in there, and he goes, all right, here, I give you the microphone, you get all the attention, ooh, right here, and you say what you're going to say, and then they go on record. And they get full of hubris. They get, you know, kind of, yeah, I'm going to shine now. And that's when they, the pride cometh before the fall. So here we go. All right. So you went on the beach in violation of, you a criminal now?
No. I just went on the beach and had a really nice beach walk last night. Got my feet in the sand, did a little grounding, enjoyed a beautiful, warm, sunny day. They had all these signs and posts, get off the beach, spreading coronavirus. I can't even imagine how they think a beautiful windy day, people flying kites. One guy threw his surfboard over the barricade and and ran down to follow it and went surfing. I mean, this is just nuts. There's nothing medical about it. It's, as you always say, it's take away our freedoms. you know, here they had to have this. Their measles outbreak didn't work because measles doesn't hurt anybody. You know, how can unvaccinated people, you know, children hurt anybody if they've never been exposed to anything? So now we're finding out, boy, if you inject these flu viruses into old people, bad things happen, and you spread other things that are in that needle that you don't even know about, like a coronavirus. So yes, we've been saying it for years, and they're, you know, again, they're getting caught. Everything they said has turned out to be wrong. There are medicines out there that are simple, that we've had for 40 years, that are dirt cheap. There are tests that will prove you have an antibody, therefore you are immune to this. Do that test. Crowdsource, fund that test. It costs like $6. You know, oh, and the FDA, so no, it's not approved here. It's not approved here. Well, we've been talking about that test now for a week since I was on last Tuesday with you, that antibody test. You need a serology. Have you really been exposed? And if you've been exposed and you make an antibody, well, you're immune. So all the immune people can go out in the workforce and we can protect those who haven't been exposed.
But then they're going to tell you what, when they finally capitulate that idea, but we have to have a database. We have to have a medical list of you gotten your barcode of approved of you're allowed and here's your universal basic income money, you know,
right.
And a test. They're never going to let this go to waste. This is neon flashing everything they wanted, but they have to have the economy crashed. They need that. And that's why they want Trump to keep it closed until after Easter, until after summer. It's going to be months with no economic activity in the business of America's business. And they're going to be doing that. I'm like, are you stupid? Death and destruction and death and, you know, pain and death is going to far exceed whatever this disease is with just being poor. I see that. It's neon flashing obvious. They, them, those don't care. This is what they wanted. We're now negative interest rates. They're talking up to, $1 trillion, nobody freaked, $2 trillion, $4 trillion. They're up to over $6 trillion in this bailout now. $6 trillion. I am like, are you freaking stupid? This is it. Ernie, is this it? Yep, this is it. At the party, we had doctors, lawyers, dentists, you know, entrepreneurs. They're all going, I don't know, man, if I can make it through. I got to pay all my employees. I'm thinking of closing. Well, what do you think, Ernie? A lot of them braved the virus just to come to talk to us. And I'm going, look, this is it. It ain't going to be back. You're not going to recover from this. You're going to be bleeding for a long time. If you're on the edge, are you going to have to give up your entire thing you built trying to keep this, you're going to wait it out? I don't think you're going to make it. You know, so I think a lot of guys are getting ready. All right, they're going to close. They're going to close their law office. They're going to close their doctor. They're going to close their dentist's office. They're going to close because they're not going to make it.
Right. And, you know, And that Mayor Garcetti of L.A. said, it's selfish behavior to stay open.
Oh.
Really? I kind of would like the store to stay open. I mean, I'd kind of like to be able to go put gas in my car or go, you know, why is it selfish to stay open? There's no risk.
What if it is? Screw you.
Yeah. What's selfish about him deciding how to destroy us economically or any, you know, those poor people that worked their whole lives to build a business? You're at no risk from this thing. You cough a few days. You know, big deal. I've coughed my entire life.
Yeah,
I'm a cougher, you know, because I cough. And get over it, you know. Yeah. I mean, be polite and cover your mouth. And we had, you know, Kavi wipes at the party. And we had, the hand sanitizer, a little toilet paper just because. And people were elbowing and all that kind of crap and everything. Oh, and Dr. Frank, he wore a surgical mask and gloves the whole night, you know. And I go,
yeah.
All right, he wanted to be. And his big thing was, I think he had the flu earlier the previous week and he didn't want to, you know. But he's
the flu, Wuhan flu, or the.
I don't know, and he doesn't know either. Who cares?
Who cares?
I am not. I can see the signs. This is, And when I scratch the surface on Italy, and you find out that over half of them had three diseases, you know, of other afflictions. You know, 30% had two, and 50% had one. It was 0.8% of them actually had, you know, the just coronavirus that, you know, had that died. And I'm going, this is all a lie. They're just making this shit up.
Right. They're just, I was told, I was called anxious. Nurse in San Diego County called me and said, oh, it works in the emergency room, and said, Dr. Judy, you got to know, they told us anybody who walks in here and is over 65 and has any other kind of coughing, any other kind of disease, you know, they're supposed to diagnose COVID-19 on their thing without anything. You just, like my husband, if he walked in there, he has COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, from a bacterial pneumonia he got, which he was hospitalized for 30 years ago. And if he walked in there right now and they did a chest x-ray or heard him cough or wheeze, they'd write down COVID-19, give him a flu vaccine, and kill him. That's the game plan. If you get a flu vaccine, and that's one of the things that Donna posted. Donna posted an opinion that I sent yesterday. I was having a nice conversation with Matt from your show last week, and a conversation via email. And I showed our opinion of the cytokine storm. That's the inflammatory storm. It's your immune system overdrive. And it killed an 87-year-old man with the flu vaccine within 24 hours. So when people say, oh, they're dropping dead in the street. Yes, they are, but it's not from COVID, as you just said.
Yeah, this is all eventually going to come out. You know, we're going eventually, but it'd be too late by then. They will have done the damage. The banks will have gotten their money. The bad guys will have gotten their control.
Looking for a great real estate investment?
Yeah, and a lot of times I came out, like I was last week, beginning of last week or something, I finally just go, look, I'm coming out, I'm calling bullshit on this thing. I call bullshit. Well, wait, whatever, I call bullshit. Just put me on record of calling bullshit. I call bullshit. And they go, yeah, but, you know, Ernie, you don't, I don't think you ought to have bullshit. I'm calling bullshit. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not, you know, a real problems. You know, it's not going to be because of their whatever the hell they're doing. But I'm more concerned with my friends that have good bug outs, and they're just, you know, locking the front gate in their desert property of, and we'll, you know, let us know when, you know, we're good. We're just going to hang here with our family. Well, there's a lot of good reasons, you know, to have a place like that, and a lot of it's economic. So it's just, you know, I'm able to, and we learned a lot, and some of the things that we needed to stock that we should have got, that you learn a lot of, you know, for the next time. And I'm going, cool. I don't have a problem with that. You know, you're feeling better. It's about peace of mind. You got the freedom to do it. I don't think you should be freaking, but, you know, at least you got that option. Cool. Peace out. But that's not where the real issue is. For me, is the legacy of this thing. What they were able to accomplish in the maelstrom of freaking BS. And I'm just going, wow, everything. No, they'll never go in negative interest rates. They never do that. You know, they'll never just do away with, you know, reserve requirements of the bank. They couldn't do that. They would never just print 20, you know, trillion-dollar platinum coins. They would never do that. Now I'm going, are you freaking kidding me? And the first chance they got, they threw it all out on the table. The same thing that we saw when 9/11 happened. We're living in a post-9/11, post-coronavirus world, and we get to control and rule you on everything. And when we want to come in and blow your party up because you're not playing right, boom, that's what we're going to do because we're America. And I'm going, okay, you guys bring this crap on. You're going to come reap the whirlwind against a people that will not be contained like this for any, and finally, especially when they find out it's bullshit. And that won't take that many people. You know, you can have all the whatever. They said, yep, well, we're just exercising our freedom of we're going over here. And they start showing up. Nope, you're not allowed. We need your money. I don't even know what they think they're gaining. It's like it's not even control of anything. It's just one big giant ripoff at one time. They got away with it in 09, and they're going to do it again, and they'll do it again the next time if there's anything left. But sooner or later, there's not going to be anything left, and we're freaking Zimbabwe. We're Venezuela. You know, the fall of the Russian Empire. This is empire-killing stuff. And I don't know what the hell they're thinking, but they're doing, I guarantee that.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Stop me, 'cause I'm having a good time, having a good time.
Shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car, passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go,
go, go, there's no stopping me.
They can stop me, but even when they stop me, they don't stop me. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Know what I mean? It will continue. We made sure of that. IPFS. You know, this is, there's so much stuff going on, around the world. It's all, they're doing this, they're doing that. It's fear porn. You know, I'm just going, wow, what is the actual numbers? And when you scratch the surface, they don't have them. And when you start asking people like Dr. Judy, they can't have them. They don't have, they're not doing the process of being able to determine if they don't, they're just making it up. Tell them what they do when they're going to the hospital and you're over a certain age, what the story you told me about what your husband would face if he went in.
Oh, one of my friends is a nurse in emergency room, and they were told anybody that is in the high risk group. My husband's 81 with COPD and not vaccinated in the last 5 or 6 years. That's why he's alive. At least whenever I could stop it, when I learned in 2011. And they're told if they walk in and they have a cough and they're in the high risk group, they're immediately diagnosed with COVID. No, COVID-19, coronavirus infectious disease. They're coughing. They're an old person. You know, they're on blood pressure medicine. You know, and then they vaccinate you and they kill you. They get, you know, Tony Fauci said, get the flu shot. That's your only protection.
Okay, now why is taking the flu shot, I mean, other than all the other crap, it's so dangerous. It does something to your immune system that will jack you up for when you do get and then you're dead. You know, what does it do?
Yeah, well, I mean, that you're injecting at least three live viruses, type A influenza, and you know they give everybody over 65 the quadruple dose. You're injecting live viruses. So if your immune system has to respond to that dose of live virus, you know, it makes a huge flame. That's inflammation, the fire. That's what a vaccine's supposed to do. Turn on your immune system. Well, old people, their immune systems, you've seen the commercials, are tired. So go get your shot. No, don't get your shot. I think this is going to blow up vaccines forever. Don't get another shot ever, and everybody's going to figure it out. After, you know, unfortunately, they kill the old people. So I submitted to you. I Donna posted from on the site here this morning an opinion we gave that shows you exactly that we call it cytokine storm. Or sepsis. So you turn on the immune system, the old people, it's too much. The flame's too high. There's too much fire. And so then, you know, then you literally have a heart attack from the inflammation, from the fire. You can't stop it. You're probably already on several medications. And you just can't stop the cytokine storm. And so it that's how coronavirus
kills you. Okay, cytokine storm. Now, cytokine, I keep hearing that. That is something produced by the lungs as a
no, it's your something. It's your immune system. Their cytokines are inflammatory mediators. They're cell communicators. So that your immune system says, oh, there's a tissue injury or there's an invader in the lungs. So let's all go up to the lungs. It's fire trucks. The fire trucks are going to put out the fire. That's what cytokines are. And they do collateral damage because there was only a little bit of fire and you poured, you know, 50 gallons of water and all those chemicals and you destroyed the tissue with the immune system. The virus doesn't do it. The immune system does it. It's too much. And literally you can have a heart attack and die right there. And that's what the case I gave Donna and sent with the conversation of Max. I showed how 24 hours after an 87-year-old man, a perfectly, you know, healthy 87-year-old man, what is that? That's that person that would walk in the hospital. 24 hours after that flu shot, he was dead. And our opinion was that cytokine storm. We showed the picture. The vaccine court, of course, said we're crazy. There's no evidence for that. But that's exactly what's happening to these people who go to the hospital in the high-risk group, and they don't know better, and they already have maybe a little cold, something going on, another kind of flu, like you mentioned.
And they're scared, and they'll do whatever they tell them.
And scared is immune suppressive. When you're high anxiety, when you're looking at losing all your money, when you can't find food or toilet paper, whatever it is, that stresses your immune system, suppresses your immune system, and you can't respond. And I guarantee you the coronaviruses are in that flu vaccine, because they're all animals. And it's, again, it's grown in chicken eggs. You know, so you're actually injecting the coronavirus, and probably have been for almost a decade. This is not new. And see, young people are strong enough that in their own immune system that they have more control. They haven't taken on 80 years of toxins, so their immune system is strong enough. They get a little cough, they go to bed for a week, and they've developed immunity. And I, again, this is my mantra, is get out there and prove we're all immune, and that'll take this whole hoax down. It's not that there's not a virus, and it's not that there aren't people dying, but they're deliberately killing our families. First it was the infants, and now it's the elderly. You know, you think my husband, they don't want my husband keep collecting Social Security. 21 years and running now. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Tell me about this. You know, they're starting to talk about reinfection, even deadlier. Reinfection.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Yeah. That's just as much. Reinfection. You know. Oh yeah. If your immune system is already tanked because you tanked somebody, and it's not reinfection with that virus, you develop an immune response. If you've been exposed, you make an antibody. That's and herd immunity from natural infections, what you and I got from our measles and chicken pox parties, natural lifelong immunity. Will you get a little sick? Yeah, you'll get a little sick, but you'll never die, because you've got your fire trucks are ready, and they know where the fire is, and they know not to do too much damage, and they put it out quick. That's the point. You don't just get reinfection in your body. That's why the mask, the gloves, of course you wash your hands. We do that all the time. This is ridiculous. We have immune systems, God-given immune system. We will make antibodies. We will have an immune response, and it's protective that you don't die. It ameliorates. It lessens the next time you're exposed to a coronavirus or an influenza virus. Isn't that the entire principle of vaccination? You know, so they can't have it both ways. They can't say there's not a natural herd immunity out there, and I'm saying do the test. The test is available. The test is approved. Costs $6. It gives you recent infection, which is immunoglobulin N, M as in Mary. It gives you IgG, which means a past infection. And you can easily in the laboratory in a week tell if it's a neutralizing antibody. That is, if it will prevent people from getting infected again. All of this is simple immunology 101. And Tony Fauci and everybody else knows it. And that's why the FDA says, no, that test isn't approved, or no, that drug, you know, we know type 1 interferons is antiviral. That's your principal antiviral. Interferon alpha, interferon beta, stop the virus from even taking a hold, shut it down, can't express, can't turn on the immune system or inflame you so bad that you take on other injury. Okay. And that type 1 interferon is in my refrigerator right now and costs $15, and we spray it every day.
Okay, where do you get it?
It's made right here by a California company. But
I mean, is it prescription?
No. And so it's the one you're showing on the screen that is called Paximmune. Naturally, they're probably out of stock right now, but the FDA shut down the founder of this company, Dr. Joe Cummins, a veterinarian and PhD.
Okay, real quick, before the end of the live show, this chloroquine stuff, is that good, bad, makes, you know, what?
Plaquenil is good. The hydroxychloroquine is and chloroquine, but Plaquenil, the hydroxychloroquine has fewer side effects. It's used for rheumatoid arthritis. And so Frank's like, well, Judy, this is the answer, Plaquenil. And I said, I know, Frank, I've been telling you that for a week, but the FDA said nobody can have it. And he said, you know, he said, fuck the FDA.
You know, right. Well, I mean, you got to get it. You know, they had one scare tactic. This one couple died, or husband died, because it's called chloroquine or something they do as an anti-whatever in their fish aquarium. So they thought it was the same stuff, drank it, he died. See, right. You guys don't know. I'm going, well, get, you know, talk to Dr. Judy about getting the right stuff. You don't be a moron.
Get your doctor. What Frank said, his sister takes Plaquenil for rheumatoid arthritis. It actually works for things like lupus and everything. It's a great, safe drug. That's why the WHO says it's an essential medicine. So get your doctor to, what Frank said is, hell with it. Have your doctor diagnose rheumatoid arthritis and give it to you. Every old person has that. So the old people have inflammatory diseases. Any itis is an inflammatory disease. So of course, so any vaccine and any infection is going to make that inflammatory disease worse. And so, yeah, they're, I mean, Novartis is giving people that drug right now. So we're getting there.
But Tony Fauci gets up there and says, no.
Yeah, he said it's anecdotal. It's all storytelling. No, that's just storytelling.
He is digging his own grave.
Well, I certainly hope so. That's one I'll spit on.
That bad? Yeah, okay. All right.
But as you say, innocent people die because they're afraid. That shouldn't happen.
Wow.
Innocent people are dying. Make no mistake about it. But it's not from coronavirus, SARS-2.
What, you're just calling it SARS-2? I mean, it's the same kind of crap.
It's called SARS-CoV-2 is the infection. And as our friend Dr. Sherry Tenpenny always says, infection is not disease. And COVID-19, coronavirus infectious disease, no. Satisfies none of Koch's postulates or Hill's criteria of a microbe causing a disease for every reason you just said the entire show. No, you can have an infection and never get a disease. In order to be causative, every single person with the infection has to have the disease. And we know, as you said, only 0.8% have the disease. They have everything else, and it's the straw that breaks the camel's back.
I'm the only satisfaction I get is that I'm glad that I wasn't wrong in the years past warning people the stuff that could happen, potentially happen, the signs of what's happening, and then it happens. So I'm glad that I wasn't wrong in advice or directing people's attention to whatever. So I'm glad that a lot of the audience, a lot of people took it seriously and they were forewarned and they were ready. And if they did get scared, they're able to, fend it off and do, peace. But I'm not satisfied that we were so susceptible to this stuff and that it keeps happening. And I'm hopefully thinking that the inoculation for Merca and the people was the memory. This doesn't go down the memory hole. They know that this can happen. They did, and all the stuff they said was impossible that couldn't happen economically, right, and psychologically and philosophically and whatever economically. I mean, they're going, oh, that would never. They could never do that. That'd be wrong. I'm going, they did everything in a week.
Right, in a week.
Oh.
It's insanity. I mean, and I agree with you, Ernie. Our second book comes out April 14th. I've got a copy in my hand. I'm going to ask Kent to mail you one. And it's it's great, and it predicts every bit of this. So I'm glad that the last, whatever, 5 years we've been talking, you've given me a voice when they took it away. So at least some people know the truth and are protected and smart enough mm-hmm. not to go out mm-hmm. and get a flu vaccine.
Yeah. You know, I got a listener saying, I can't, what does he say? He says, I can't share this crap with doctors and others who might have their eyes opened when you're screaming shit like a seven-year-old. Please, please, please try to actually make coherent arguments, not screaming rants. I know what that, you get what you get. This yeah. is, you know, I'm yeah. going to get over it.
If you don't, if we don't scream about this, I try to make cogent arguments. And, you know, you're flashing all those slides, you know, science, science, science. The science is never settled. You know, we know this, that paper was very recent about viral interference. It's a scientific term for what happens with influenza vaccines, different types of RNA viruses. And it shows very clearly that it promotes coronavirus family disease and infection in that paper. It was published late last year, December of so of 19. You know, science has never settled. And yeah, I don't like to scream and rant, but when people, when your friends are losing their livelihood and your family are fighting each other and your clubs are closing and you can't have a party and people are just drinking the Kool-Aid, I'm sorry, it gets you to screaming occasionally and ranting occasionally. I try to calm it down, and I'll do better next time.
You lose the sincerity of what I can't manage. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. This is right. It. You don't like it, don't listen. Because I, you know, this is how I communicate. You know, I mean, I'll take whatever and do. And if I was talking to and someone and saying or whatever, this is me. Live show, me. Now, if I want to do a 5-minute or we're going to do something on the Love Bus Tour or we're doing to the kids and communicate with them or Don and I do segments or other things that we do, we may do it a little bit different. But this is me. This is it. This is it. This is all it. This is it. There's no hidden. There's nothing. This is it. So get over it. I'm not changing. Right. This is it. So this is it. I don't know. Can I say it clearer? This is it. Get over right. it. Now, Mike Pompeo, I wanted to put this in. Mike Pompeo admits COVID-19 is a live exercise. Trump retorts, I wish you would have told us. I'm like, what? So this is, you know, I they sent a Twitter of this. Let me.
I have to run to a meeting, so.
Well, I'll put it up, you know, but they're talking about live exercise. Oh, my God. All right.
Oh, boy.
All right, okay. Well, here we go. Thanks, Dr. Duty.
See you soon, Ernie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.